Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. Hi, I'm Lisa Woodruff. I'm a professional organizer, productivity specialist, and home organization expert from Cincinnati, Ohio. In these first 50 podcast episodes, I cover how to organize specific spaces in your home and all about my personal organization journey. I'm so glad you found Organize 365. Let's get started organizing your home. Congratulations, you made it to week 40 of the 40-week One Whole House Challenge. And first of all, for those of you who have listened to all of these podcasts, but you have not done most or any of the challenges, I want to say congratulations to you too. And you may say, "What? I didn't even do it. What is she congratulating me about?" And I'm congratulating you for listening to the 40 Weeks One Whole House podcast. And the reason why is because change happens in your mind before it happens in your physical space. So even if you have not worked through the challenge and had the changes occur in your house, the changes are already happening in your mind and you are becoming a more organized person. So congratulations. And to those of you who have done the 40 weeks challenge, even if you haven't done all of the weeks, you did some of the weeks and you got started on organizing your house. Congratulations to you too. Organization is a journey. It is not a destination. Just like when I set out to walk, I think it was 1.5 million steps this year, which I for sure am going to hit if I haven't already met that goal, and it is only May of 2015. However, I also had the goal of losing 10 pounds, which I kind of lost 2 or 3, but I've already gained those back. So I'm not making any traction whatsoever in the losing weight department this year. But my body is changing, my mind is changing, the things I'm eating are changing, and I know eventually I will hit my goal of losing another 10 pounds. And even if I don't, I feel better, and I know that I am making better choices, and I know that I am taking better care of the body that I have, even if it's not reflective in the scale. So I say that because we're so easy, it's so easy at the end of a challenge or a goal setting plan or at the end of a certain amount of time to look back and say, "Oh, I didn't do X, Y, Z, or I didn't this, or it's not perfect, or I'm not done." And I'm saying, yes, you're right. You are not done and you're not going to be done because this is a way of living. Just like changing your financial budget, just like changing the foods you eat, you are changing to living a more organized life. Now, I want to tell you something funny that happened the first time I did this challenge myself. I got to the end of the 40 days because I did it in 40 days because I'm crazy like that. And I had a couple weeks off before the end of the school year. But by the time the kids were done with school that year, I was just done. I mean, I think you can relate. Like, I was done. I was done with schools. I was done with schedules. I was done with everything. And I was ready for summer. Now, I am not a summer person. I like summer, but I hate the unstructured part of summer and the constantly trying to fill up the days with something for the kids to do and, you know, making sure they're still making academic progress when it's hard during the school year. It's impossible in the summer for me. So I was not ready for summer. It had been a really, really long year and I was just done. And normally, when the kids come back from school at the very end of the school year, maybe not the day they get back, but usually the day they get back from school, I go through their backpacks and I empty them out and I put all that stuff away for the summer. Well, I didn't do that this year. Like, I hung them up in the back hallway and I literally did not go through those backpacks until the day before we were leaving on our vacation to Florida, which happens in the end of July. So I let those backpacks sit there full for 7 weeks. And then I went through and cleaned out the backpacks. And the only reason that I cleaned out the backpacks was because when we got back from Florida at the beginning of August, was I had already gotten the school list for the next year. I needed to see what supplies we needed and how bad of shape the backpacks were in and all of that. Well, in that backpack was a packet of homework that my son was supposed to complete before he came back to school for 7th grade. He had ended 6th grade. And he goes to a learning disability school, so I didn't think there could be that much summer homework. Well, there had been some changes in administration and what they thought the kids needed to do, and there was a lot of homework. He had to do 3 book reports, 50 pages of math homework, and some other assignment that I totally didn't even get done. And I was in a hot panic because, number one, even if I had the entire summer to do this assignment, it was a completely unrealistic amount of work for what he was capable of doing. And number two, we didn't have the whole summer. I had like 3 weeks plus this week of vacation, and I flipped out. So what we ended up doing was getting 2 book reports done, not 3, and like maybe 20 pages of the math done, not 50, and the school was fine with that. But I basically ruined the second half of mine and everybody else's summer because, number one, I didn't even know we had that assignment due. Number two, I totally stressed my husband and my son out with the amount of work that we needed to cram in this short amount of time. And number three, by the time I talked to the school and we managed the expectations, had I done this at the beginning of the summer, A, I would have known that we could reduce the amount of work we had to do down so it wasn't such a huge amount. And two, I could have worked that into a better schedule over the summer. So I screwed up on so many different fronts, it wasn't even funny. So when your kids come home from school, at least look in the backpack. Figure out what it is they have to do this summer, if they have to do anything. And if your child struggles as mine do with doing independent work and doing homework, well, now's the time while the teachers are still in school a couple of extra days. You know, they work a couple of extra days after the kids are done with school. Go in and meet with the teacher, go in and meet with the administration and see, is this summer work that's being assigned really part of their grade? Is it necessary? Is it not necessary? Are there other things that you could do? Because we do tutoring over the summer, and for us, that takes place of whatever summer assignment there would be that would be independent. They need less independent activities. All right, probably way more information than you need to know. Another really fun thing you could do in the summer for either yourself or you and your kids is this is when I update my kids' school binders. So if you have not done a school binder yet, you just go to the school supply area of any store, buy a 2-inch binder. I recommend buying the more expensive ones, the ones that have a black clip on the bottom. I use the Avery One Touch Deluxe binders, or I think they're called heavy duty binders. I love those. They hold up really, really well. They're easy to open and close. And I want to invest a little bit more in my kids' binders. I think they're like maybe $10. They're not astronomically priced, but they're not, you know, like $2 binders. So get one of these nicer $10 binders, and then you're going to want to buy a whole ton of sheet protectors. Like, I think I usually buy 100 sheet protectors per binder, which again is going to be, if you get them on Amazon, I think it's like between $10 and $20. For $30, you could get all the supplies you need to make one of these school binders. So I put in these school binders all the kids' artwork, school papers, certificates, their class photos, all of that stuff goes in this binder, and then they can flip through them. Now, I have a child entering 8th grade and a child entering 10th grade, and they both have 2 binders. I think they have 2 binders. So it's not like you're going to have 20 binders of schoolwork. You're going to have 2. And when I've done this for other families, like I did it for a family who had 6 children last year, and they had over 100 bins, not shoe size bins, and not, you know, the size of bins that you would put your Christmas decorations in, but the size bin that will hold an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper, and they would hold like maybe 15 notebooks, like that size of a bin. They had 100 of these bins. And I still was able to take all of that stuff and turn it into 2 of these binders per child. So we ended up with 12 binders. So what you do is you go through and you pick the kids' favorite writing from the year. Usually I keep most of their writing. Usually the kids do like maybe 3 to 5 written pieces on average, most children do. And I usually put all of that in because the way kids write really is their personality. When they start to write their name, their little handprints, you know, any letters that they've written, their artwork that comes home. Now, artwork, if you're going to put it in a binder, there are a couple of things you could do. You could fold it in half and put it in if it'll fit that way. Or you could take it to a color copier. Like, I go to our UPS store, but you could also go to any office supply store, FedEx, Staples, any of those places, and have the artwork reduced down to an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper, and then put that right in the binder. And then I did keep the artwork for a while. I don't know if I still have the artwork or not. I might not. I can't remember. So it doesn't really matter because the kids never look at the artwork, but they do look at these binders. Like my kids will look at their binders a couple times a year. And when I very first made these binders, they looked at them a couple times a week for a long time. And every time I make them for my clients, the same thing happens. Like the parents are always like, all right, yeah, you could take this stuff home, make the binders, bring them back before we do our next organizational session. And it's because I've been telling them their kids will really, really like this. And, you know, I do it. I think it's like $180 a binder or something like that. It's not a ridiculous price. It's not inexpensive, but it's not like thousands of dollars. So usually they will let me take it home and I come back with, you know, 2, 4, 6 binders, whatever it is, which is not cheap, but it's done. And they do love it. The parents are always like, oh, this is even better than I thought it would be. Plus it's a guilt free on them. Like they're like, oh, what am I going to do with all this schoolwork? I haven't done anything. All right, fine. Lisa will do it. Take it, do it. And when I bring it back, and they're appreciative and they write the check and we do our organization session. And every time, this is what happens, every time they end up texting me or calling me a couple days later and going, oh my gosh, my kids love those binders. They can't put those down. Do you know what they're doing now with the binders? That, you know, and they're telling me all the stories and they believe me that the kids will like them. They go ahead and let me do the binders. And they know that they feel less guilt because they've actually done something with all this schoolwork that they've saved. But they never really truly believe that their kids are going to love these binders until they actually hand them to their children. And then they do every single time. Every single time the client calls me and they're like, oh my gosh, this is the best thing I ever did. So make these binders for your kids. But I was at a client's house yesterday and we came across all of her kids' artwork and we had talked about making these binders. And she said, all right, explain to me again about these binders. So we got out all of her kids' artwork and we started going through the file. This was like the first grade file, you know, in the kindergarten, first grade, preschool files are always way thicker than like the 7th and 8th grade files. She was like, oh yeah, look at this story. Oh, look at this. Oh, the kids will really like this. And I said, yes. And so I was explaining to her about the binder you buy and the amount of sheet protectors you need. And she stopped and she looked at me and she said, you know, they aren't enjoying any of this stuff in the files. Like they'll actually see this stuff if it's in a binder. I said, yes. So then her next question was, where do we store these binders? Like, where are you going to be able to store 6 binders in your house? And I said, you store them in the kids' bedroom. And she went, oh, okay. So she's going to do that this summer. But here's how she's going to do this. And this might be a great solution for you. She's going to do it with her children. So she's not going to take the time to do the binders herself. She is going to do it with the kids. So she's going to get all the supplies and she's going to get it out and like everybody's going to do first grade at the same time. So they'll each have their first grade file. They'll be able to look through there and reminisce and talk with her about all the different things that are in there. And they're actually going to be putting them in the binder themselves with their mom there helping and work through this process together. So that at the end of the summer, mom has guilt-free. The binders are done. The kids are excited because they see the stuff and they've actually helped her do it. And they've had a bonding experience over the summer as well. I hope you got some good nuggets of information on how to get organized in today's podcast. Come on over to organize365.com to check out all the resources and links in today's show. This podcast originally aired in early 2015. That's 5 years ago. Oh my goodness. You scrolled way back in the media podcast player. Well, since that time, we have come out with our own kids program, kids artwork binder, all kinds of things. You can find those at organize365.com/shop. We have everything you need to preserve your kids' memories and get your kids organized.